We're learning Maseches Zvachim. We are in the 12th parak. We're up to Mishnah Hey. Parim Hanisrafim, Usirim Hanisrafim. Referring to Parim, bulls, Nisrafim, which are burned, such as the par which was given on Yom Kippur, also the bull for the Kohen of Mashiach, the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, and the par Helam Davishel Sibor, in the event that the Sibor, the multitude of Klai Yisrael heirs. In that situation, they bring a par in, unlike other bulls in which the blood is sprinkled outside of the Kodesh of Kodashim. This is actually sprinkled on the Aron, and its meat is burned. So it's called Parim Hanisrafim. The bull is burned. With Seirim Hanisrafim, and the Seirim, which are he goats, which are also burned. Such times that a carbon is brought is, for example, on Yom Kippur, as well as in the event that a person violates worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Shogeg, in that situation also, one would have to bring a Seirim, a he-goat. So, Muzman Shem Nisrafim commits falsehood. A time that it was burned in the proper fashion, which means that the carbon was not invalidated, Nisrafim Beveis HaDeshen. And what we do is, it will be burned outside of Yerushalayim in a place called the Beis HaDeshen, the place where we deposit the ashes. After the karbanos are burned, there are ashes, and therefore it's brought outward. We don't just keep all the ashes there forever. I can imagine the amount of ashes that there would be. So in this situation, it's actually burned the Beis HaDeshen outside of Yerushalayim. The Matan Begadah. And the person who was involved in the sreif of the burning of these karbanos, not only do we say that they become tame, but also their garments become tame. The pasuk actually says that v'asarif osam yichavis begadav. A person who burns them, he'll have to cleanse his garments. Not only that, not only does his garments become impure tame, but also any time that he touches, while he's doing this burning, if he touches any garments, even if he's not wearing them, it also becomes tame. Now that's only because it was done in the proper fashion. However, in the Srafim commits Fasan, if let's say this carbon became puzzle in some fashion, for example, pigle, improper thought of some sort, in that situation also will need to be burned, but no longer Beveis HaDeshen, rather Nisrafim Beveis HaBira. It's burned in a place in the Beit HaMikdash, which is called the Beis HaBira. Bira is usually a capital or a palace. It's the name of a place in which they would destroy or burn invalidated karbanos. However, in this situation, since it was not done in the proper fashion, we will not say that the Kohen, the person who was involved in this avoda, that their garments become impure. Rather, he will just have to burn it in the Beis HaDeshen, and his clothes remain tahor.